That's the first bracha we say. That everything Hashem created l'chvoidoi for His own covet, for His own purpose. Then we say the second bracha is bracha l'shem melcholam, melcholam, yaitzer adam. The yaitzer adam. That's the second bracha. Now the third bracha we have is v'asha yotzer es adam b'tzalmai. L'maisa, the third bracha we start off with already a baruch. We start saying bracha l'shem melcholam, v'asha yotzer es adam b'tzalmai, and we end off also bracha to Hashem yaitzer adam. So the third bracha is Yotzer Adam B'Tzalmai, that Hashem created the person with the Tzelem, the form, the Tzelem, the Mustav Nisai, with the form, the Tzelem of Hashem, V'iskin L'Mimeno Binyan Abiyad, and He prepared for us a Binyan that will be for us forever, like His wife. Bracha to Hashem, Yotzer Adam, Hashem created the Yodam. This Rashi learns like this, that the third bracha starts off with the Baruch and ends off with the Baruch. The first two brachas don't end off with the Baruch. The first bracha was just the first two are short. We say Shakol Baruch L'Chvoidoi, and then we say Yaitzer Adam. So Rashi learns the first two brachas really doesn't have to do with the Sheva brachas. The first two brachas is just a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shakol Baruch L'Chvoidoi, everything was created for covet of Hashem, and then Yaitzer Adam, stam, we're praising Hashem that He created the person. Now from the third bracha, that's really where we start, the Sheva brachas talking about the Chosin and Kala. That's why the Rashi says this third bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Because this is really the beginning of the Seder of Sheva brachas. So anytime you have a beginning of first bracha, and then you have brachas afterward, so the first bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. And then the next one, the fourth bracha, Sois Tosas V'Sogel HaKorom, that we don't start off with the baruch. We just end off with the baruch. Because that's called the bracha Asmuch L'Chaverta. This bracha is near the bracha before. So the Seder Rashi says starts really from the third bracha. That's the Seder of the bracha is talking about the Chosin and Kala. So therefore the fourth bracha is called the bracha Asmuch L'Chaverta, that Sois Tosas does not start off with the baruch. It only ends off with the baruch. The baruch of Hashem is sameach siyoin bivoneha. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says now, sois tosis. The Gemara says the fourth bracha is sois tosis. You should be happy. For sogel ha'akorah. The akorah should also be happy. It goes on Yerushalayim. It's called the akorah. The kibbutz bonel l'soicha. When everybody comes together inside Yerushalayim, the simcha with happiness. Baruch to Hashem, mesameach tzion bivoneha. Hashem is mesameach tzion with the people inside it, building it up. Bivoneha, with children. So Rashi learns that Akor Rashi says that's Yerushalayim. Even before that, Rashi says Viskula Mimeno, before Rashi says Migufoy Mitzloisov. After we say Viskula Mimeno Binyan Adayad, that means Hashem created from Adam Arishan himself. Migufoy, from the goof of Adam, he took out his ribs. Binyan Adayad means Binyan Noig Ladurus. Vechava Korola Binyan Al Shem Vayivan Ezatelo. Hashem like created the first woman, the first lady, Chava, that she's a binyan adayat. Now this bracha, Akor Rashi, is Yerushalayim. And the Mepharshim say the reason why we talk about Yerushalayim, because in every simcha we have, we're always supposed to remember the Koron of Yerushalayim. So part of these brachas talking about the Chosin and the Kala, we also have to remember Yerushalayim. That's why this fourth bracha, we talk about Yerushalayim. We end off with Sameach Siyam Bivoneho. Then the fifth bracha is Samach to Samach Reyem Ahuvin. Again, this does not start off with a baruch, because it's a seder of these brachas talking about the chosin v'kala. That's a bracha asmuch l'chaverta, so it doesn't start with a baruch. That's Samach to Samach. You should be happy. Reyem Ahuvin, very friendly. Reyem, friends. Ahuvim, love one another. Kisamechacha Yitzircha deGan Eden mikedem, and when Kodesh Baruch Hu first created Adam Rishim and put him into Gan Eden from the beginning, Baruch to Hashem misameach chosin mekala, that there should be happiness between the chosin and the kala. So Rashi learns Reyim Ahuvim means hachosin v'yakala, sheheim Reyim, they are friends who Ahuvim zeze, that love one another. And this is the bracha on the chosin and kala. The same way Hashem made Adam Rishon happy. It says over there, that Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden and made him happy there. That's the way now also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesameach hechosin v'kalo. Then we say Baruch to Hashem misamei hechosin v'kalo. Uvachroina, that's the way we say the fifth bracha we end off. Mesamei hechosin v'kalo. And the sixth bracha we end off, really the seventh bracha we end off is Baruch to Hashem misamei hechosin imakalo. A little bit of a difference. Okay, it's the sixth bracha we say misamei hechosin v'kalo. And the last bracha we end off, Misamei Chosan Imakala. So Rashi says, what's the difference? Uvachroina Rashi says, Misamei Chosan Imakala, Lefisha Simcha Bracha Rishayna, Loi the Simchas Chasna on Oymim. The first one is not talking about the Simcha of the Chasna itself. Sherei Tfilahi, it's we're praying. She Mispaulim Umvorchim, She Yosemechim Beatzlocha Koyimayim. This sixth bracha of Sameach to Sameach is like a tefillah. We're davening for them that they should be zeichet to have simcha the rest of their life. Kol yimayim, and they should be have a slocha. Lefikach ein lach toim bo mesameach chosin imakala. We don't end off that there should be a simcha the chosin with his kala. The mashma ish biyishtoi. Helabocha to Hashem mesameach eshneim. Liyerlam. Besifik mezoinis v'chol tuv. That's the sixth bracha. Like as a tefillah to Hashem, Hashem should give the two of them everything they need. Uvachroina, the last bracha, the bracha achrita, that we end off with Sameach Chosin Imakalo, Rashi says that's shvach. That's not a tefillah. The last bracha is not called a tefillah, but it's a praise. Shemeshabeach LaKodesh Baruch Hu. We're praising Hashem. Sheboro Chasanus. Divok Ish Bisha. Hashem made such a thing like a chasn, like a wedding, that we put together Ish Bisha. Ayidei simcha v'chedva, the happiness, the love. Lefikach yeshlachton, here we end off with this shvachov, misameach chosin imakala, that the chosin should be happy with his wife. Shuloshoin simcha ishbisha. Here it means they, the ishbisha, the new couple should be happy. That's his last bracha. Now the Gemara says, what is his last bracha? Then we say, bracha to Hashem l'kenu melech olam, Ashebora sosan the simcha, chosan the kala, Hashem created happiness, and a chosan the kala, gila, rino, ditsa, chedva, ava, v'yach, all the shyness of happiness, of love, of peace, of shalom, for reyus and friends, mehera Hashem l'kenu, mehera, speedily Hashem, should yishama b'yor you, we should hear in the cities of Yehuda, or the chusas Yushlayim, in the streets of Yushlayim, kel sosan the kel simcha, kel chosan the kel kala, the voices of the chassanim coming out of the chuppah, singing, coming out of the chuppah, and when the young ones come out of their mishta, out of their feast, they're also singing, and we end off, Baruch to Hashem, Mesameach Chosin Imakala. Rashi explained, this is like a shvach to Hashem now, that there's such a thing of Chosin Vakala, the simcha that they have. And that's where we end up, Mesameach Chosin Imakala. It's like a shvach to Hashem that there is such a thing of this happiness between a chosin and a kala. So these are the sheva brachas. The first brach is the Baruch Pri Hagafen. So again, Rashi learns that the first two brachas really is not part of the inyan of the zivug. That's why the first two is not called a brucha, bracha, hasmuch al chaverto. Again, Rashi says the first two is only lekovid the yasifa. Since you have so many people coming together, we like thank Hashem, Shakol Baruch Lechvodoi, and Huadin Yetzer Adam. Therefore, the first two start with a Baruch, and it's a small Baruch, it doesn't end with a Baruch. But the third Baruch, that's the beginning of the Seder, really, of the Baruch of the Chosin Bekala. Therefore, that one starts and ends with a Baruch, and the next ones just end and do not begin. I the kasha, why the last one starts and ends? The kasha is then why does the seventh bracha we also start bracha to Hashem l'kenam melech olam Hashem baruch sasim esimcha. The shala, why does the seventh bracha start with a baruch? The chur, the seventh one is only a bracha smuch l'chaverta. So Rashi says that the times when you don't have a minyan, then you don't, or you don't have panim chadashos, you don't say all seven brachas. All we say is just the last bracha by itself. So since sometimes the last bracha is said by itself, therefore it has to start with a baruch also.
Rashi spit this on.
Rashi says, yeah. That Vashebora, the last bracha, Bevnei Shin Nemeris, Yechidis, Peroiv Yimei Amishta, Keshein Shamponim Chadoshes. In the case when you don't have ponim chadoshes by the sheva brachas, so then you don't say the first six brachas, or you know, the first five per paragraph from the Stam Yisrael, but you only say the last bracha. When you don't have ponim chadoshes, then you only say the last bracha. So since a lot of times you only say the last bracha, therefore the last bracha starts off with the baruch and ends off with the baruch. Hashenkin, the ones before, you always say them together. So that's called a seder. When you have a seder, the klal is you only say a baruch at the beginning, and the next brachas don't start with the baruch. They're called a bracha smucha lechaverta. All right. Mar says, Levi ikloi levei Rebbe. Levi went to visit Rebbe. The Lulad Rebbe Shimon Bray, when Rebbe was marrying off his son Rebbe Shimon, and Baruch Hamish, all he made was just five brachas, that's all. So Rashi says, Shakil, Vashe Yotzar, he said the first bracha Shakil, and Yotzar Odom, Shakil Vashe Yotzar. The third one he didn't say. He didn't say Shakil Bar, Yotzar Odom he didn't say. He said Shakol Bor Lechvoidoi. Then he says Asher Yotzer Esodim Betzalmoi. V'sois Tosa Sameach to Sameach in Asher Bor. That was the five. And later, so he left out the second brocha of Yotzer Odom. He didn't say. Which other one didn't he say? So that was called. He made five brochas. He held those only five brochas. With the Bor Priagofen, it's six. Later. Ravasi ikloi levei Ravashi. Ravasi went to visit by Ravashi. Bilula de Mabre, when Ravashi was marrying off his son Mar, and Baruch Shish, here Itaka made the six brachas like we have. And we don't include the Baruch Pergoth, and that's the seventh bracha. But he made the six brachas like we have. The Kitza Levi left out the second bracha of Yotzer Odom. So what's the machlokes? Leim Avok Riflugi. Demar Sova Choda Yitziri Hevei. When Hashem created the Odom and Chav, it's called one Yitzira. So maybe we don't have to have a special bracha for an Odom and for Nekeva. Like we have, Yitzir Odom goes on the Zohar. And Yitzir Odom, we have two Yitzir Odoms. We have the second bracha and the third bracha. So one goes on the Nekeva, one goes on the Zohar. So one man Yom says, no, there weren't two Yitziras, it's one Yitzira. So you don't need a second bracha. Umasov, the second man Yom says, like we had before, Shtei Yitziras Avoi. There were two separate Yitziras. Hashem created Adam, and then Hashem created Chava. So that's why, like we do, we say the bracha Yitzir Adam two times. The second bracha is Yitzir Adam, and then the third bracha, Asher Yotzeres Adam, we end also with Brachot Hashem Yitzir Adam. So we all just call two separate Yitziras. Sumura says, Lo, Meres Tata Machlokes. Hatayu the Kuli Yalmo Chod Yitzir Avoi. Everybody holds us only one Yitzira. Hashem created Adam Rishon, and from out of Adam Rishon he took out the Tzela, and he made Chava. But really it's only called one Yitzira. So what's the Machlokes here though? Ma Sova Boso Machshava Zinun. You go after the Machshava, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what to do. Ma Sova Boso Maisa Zinun. We go Boso the Maisa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did. What does that mean? Ki Ho de Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Rami, we have Yud Yes Tastir in the Psukim. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Vayivro Elohim Es Odom Betzalmoi. Hashem created Odom Betzalmoi. Mashma, the Yitzira was Odom, that's all. And out of Odom came Chava later, but Yitzira Hashem only created Odom Rishon. Well, Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Zohru Nekeva Borom, that Hashem created two people. He created a Zohru and a Nekeva. So, Hakeitzen, how do you have this? It's a theory in the Psukim. Did Hashem create only one, or did Hashem make two creations? So Teretz is, Betchila Ola B'machshava Livroi Shnayim. Really, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought he created two. He wanted to create two separate people. First, to create them separately or together, but he wanted to create an Odom and a Chava. Well, if Saif but Lamais, what happened at the end was, Nivrechod, Hashem only created Odom Rishon, and from Odom Rishon, he took out the Tzela. On the Gemara, it's a Machlokes, one man Yom, the Gemara there says, that they were created together, the pshat is, there was a face in front and face in back. Adam was in front and Chava was in back. And Hashem later just split them. But I call upon him Lamaisa, there was only one Bria. Hashem created only one Adam. And from Adam came out Chava. So that's this Machlokes. Do we consider Bosa the Machshava that Hashem wanted to create each one separately? Therefore, like we do, we make two separate Rochis, two separate Yetzer Adam, one on Adam and one on Chava. Or else the other Levi held, no, you only make five Rochis, without the Baruch Hu Hagafim, because the Yelda only considered one Yitzira. We only said that we Hashem really created. He really only created one.
So the Maaseh, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos exactly what's called one Yitzira, what's called two Yitziras. Rashi learns in the Gemara says Chad Yitzira Havoi. Rashi says according to the man Yom and Erevin that says Va'even es Hatzela parts of. I mean, Shematchila Briyosa Nivra Shnei Patsufim Zochel Mafonav Nekeva Meyocher. Rashi says according to that man Yom and Erevin that Adam was created like with two faces. In the front was Adam, and the back was Chava. That's called one Yitzira. And the man Yomah holds Shtei Yitzirus Rashi, that's going to come to our man Yomah, that only Adam was created, and Hashem took out the Tzela, took out the Zona from Adam, and from that he created Chava. That's called two Yitzirus. Tosfos learns just the opposite, that if he was first created with two faces, that's called he was created with two Yitzirus, like each face was a special Yitzira by itself. Mashenkin, according to Mandiyom, that Adam was created Shalim, and later first Hashem took out from Adam a Tzela or the Zonov to create Chava, that's called only one Yitzira. That was the Ikka was one Yitzira, was Adam. Just from Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, exactly according to one Mandiyom, is considered two Yitziras, and according to which Mandiyom is called one Yitzira. But the Maisa, we make two Brachas. Right, the Gemara says, Ravashi Yikloy Levei Rav Kana.
The first Sheva Brachas he went to, he made all Sheva Brachas. Mikan Vielach, after the first one, Yik upon him, Chadosh is Baruch. So, Kurala, Yoyma Kama Poshu means the night of the Chupa itself. He's by the Chupa, they made Sheva Brachas by the Chupa. And then they had the first Suda. So, by the first Suda, Pshita, you make Sheva Brachas. Like we spoke out before. Even though people were there b'shas the chuppah, that's not called the Ikah Simcha though. The Ikah Simcha is by the Suda, by the Chasna. So by the Chasna, for sure, you have to make Sheva Brachas. Mikan V'yelech afterwards, Yikah Ponim Chadosh is Barakula. If you had a new person that was not there by the Chasna, by the Suda, by the Chasna, you can make all Sheva Brachas. V'loi, but if you do not have somebody new, you only have 10 people that were there by the Chasna, or by the third Sheva Brachas, you only have the same 10 people that were there yesterday by the second Sheva Brachas, is Afushe Simcha B'yamahu. It's only considered like you have a nice Simcha now. True, you have a Chosom Mekala, but all you have to do is must make a Bracha, Mevorach, Shea Simcha B'mainoi, V'ya Shebora. That's all. All you have to do is you make a Bracha, Shea Simcha B'mainoi. That's the beginning when you bench, you say that. And at the end, all you say is just the seventh Bracha, V'ya Shebora, like Rashi said before. In a case when you don't have ponim chadoshos by the Sheva Brachas, then all you have to say is just the seventh bracha. And that's the reason why the seventh bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Because a lot of times it's said by itself. Shash mevaruch shasimcha b'moinai means betchilas hazimun. That's what we do by every Sheva Brachas, we do that. But the beginning of the zimun, before you start benching, you say shasimcha b'moinai. And if you don't have ponim chadoshos, at the end all you say is just the seventh bracha. Or you make a Baruch Hu Hagafen, then you say the seventh bracha. So this is what you do the first 7 days. Now, Mishiva V'yad Shleshim, after Sheva Brachas, up until 30 days after the Chasna, Bein Amalu Mach Mitzilula, Bein Layom Alu Mach Mitzilula, where the people gather together, L'Kovid, the Chasna, the Kala, or else even people don't even say it. But any Simcha, any time you have people, 10 people gathered together, during those first 30 days, is Mevorach Shasimcha B'moinoi. It is still a Simcha, still after the Chasna, 30 days after the Chasna, there's still a Simcha in the house. Therefore, if you ever have like 10 people together, you should still say, Shasimcha B'moinoi. But I'm not sure you need 10 people, but it doesn't say clearly you need 10 people. Maybe you don't need 10 people. As long as you have a Zimun, you have 3 people, maybe also you would say, Shal Simcha B'moinai. Mikan V'yelech, after 30 days after the Chasna, Iyamalu Mach Mesilula, if you're inviting people together still to be happy about your Chasna, even 2 months later you make a party. Look over your Chasna, is Mavorach Shal Simcha B'moinai. When you go to bench at that meal, you should also say, Shal Simcha B'moinai. It's still a big happiness here, you're still making a Suda L'Kovid, your Chasna. V'loy loy, But after 30 days, if people don't say, we're making this simcha, this party now, lekavod mechasna, then you don't have to say, shasimcha b'mamaynay. So the first 30 days, you always say, shasimcha b'mamaynay. But afterwards, then you don't have to. Let's you make parties 2, 3, 4 months after Yechasna. Every month, every Rosh Chodesh, you make a party in the Kovod Yechasna. So how much after? You go 100 years later. How much after Chasna can keep on going? It means 12 months. It's 1 whole year. That's how far it can go. Shana Rishayna. Once you finish your Shana Rishayna, even if you make an anniversary party, every year, you don't have to make, you don't say the bracha, Shasimcha B'mamayinai. Once it passed the year ready, then you don't say this bracha anymore. Just throughout the first year, anytime you have a simcha, the cover, the chasana, you have to say, Shasimcha B'mamayinai. Now the Gemara says, Mumi Kara Miyemis. What about before you make the chasana? Before you got married? Also, chveishim make a vort, chveishim make other simchas. Like it's also called a simcha. It's the party, the covet, the marriage. So how much before the chuppah do you also have to start saying this bracha, shasimcha v'maynoi? Like it's a simcha. Anytime you have a suda v'aistois, the covet, the chasna, there's a tremendous feeling of simcha there. You have to make this bracha. So how much before the chasna? Samara papa mechiromi sari v'yasinta. When they start to make the beer. You used to take the barley and put it into the big barrels to make the beer. So when you start to make the beer for the chasna, that's called you start now to prepare for your chasna. You're ready besimcha about the chasna. You make this bracha. Trashi mechiromi sari biasinta yes sarim yes shoyrim barei basmayim lahatul sheichel sarachupa. You used to put the barley in the beer and in the barrel to start making the beer for the chasna. The kids say that's when you start to get the feeling of the chasna. Rashi says v'yeshayim. Some say l'shem achasim yakala zorim zorim. They used to plant barley l'kover the chasim yakala v'yotzis in a flower pot. Loima, like to tell them pruravu v'simchu kisorim alalu that you too, if you get married soon, you should grow like these barley. So that was a meaning like that. They used to plant barley l'kover the chasim yakala. So when they started to plant the barley in a pot, that's when you start feeling the happiness of the chasana, even a month or two before the chasana. If you have a suda there and you have three people, Mustama, you bench bezumin, you have to say shasimcha b'mayinai. For the Mara, it's not that way. For our papa Yasik li'aba ma'bre, where our papa like took care of his son, prepared the suda, o boruch mishas erisin. He started to make the bracha shasimcha b'mayinai b'shas kedushin, which was done with way before they started to make the beer. Like the Gemara's times, you make the erison first, and you first make the chuppah 12 months later. So mashma, the whole 12 months before he made the bracha. So Gemara says shani rapop is different. Do torach lei, he worked. Trashi do torach lei misukana mayaloi kol tzorcha chuppah usuda. Like he had everything prepared already. So the papa had everything prepared for the chuppah b'shas erison. Say nechnami, if you have the whole suda ready for the chuppah b'shas the erison, and nechnami, then you can start saying shasimcha b'mayinai b'shas the erison. Kitzur decided when you start preparing for the chuppah. Fight the Ravina Yasik Leila Brei. Ravina married off his son. Beirav Chaviva. Ubaruch, and he started to make the bracha mishas erison also. He made the bracha shasimcha b'mayinai when they made the kedushin, even though the chuppah will be much later on. Omri said like this, Kimli b'gavayo d'loy hadribu. I know for sure they're not going to retract, they won't break up. So therefore he had a tremendous simcha right now, and started to say shasimcha b'mayinai right now. And the Morris says, "V'lo yistaya milsa." Taka didn't work out that way. V'adribu. Vice says they gave a gift. They broke the shidduch. Trash le'nostim la'ish. He didn't give his wife. He didn't give his daughter. So Mashma said, "Tell me that you did the wrong thing here. That the nechami before you don't prepare for the chuppah, you're not supposed to say the bracha shasimcha b'mayinai." Now here the Gemara's Mashma, because maybe they'll be chayza, maybe they'll retract, they'll break the shidduch. Rav Tachlifa b'marova. Ikloy leBavil. He went to Bavil. Baruch Shish Arichta. When he said Sheva Brachis, the Gemara calls it six because it don't include the Baruch Pragofen, but he made six long brachis. Notice he added a little bit each bracha. Shrashi Shish Arichta. Hoistif Devorim al Shakil, via Birchas Yitzira Rishayna. The Chosim Baba Baruch. Hey, the first two brachos, we have short ones. We have only Shakel Boro Lechvoidoi, or as Yitzur Adam, he was Marba, he ate a lot of things into them, and he ended off with a Baruch also. And where it says, Vlavilkos Akavos, it's not right, it's not Alocha. You have to make the brachos like we do. The first two brachos are short brachos. Rab Chavivik Loi Levei Mahula. Rab Chaviva went to visit Levei Mahula, Rashi says, it means a bris mila. He went to somebody's Sudas Mila, he went to. And Baruch, when he went to bench by the Mila, after the Suda, he said, Shat Simcha Memainai. It was also a Simcha there. The Suda you make by a Paris is a Simcha. So he ended off, Shat Simcha Memainai. And the Mara says, Dov, Latzichos Akavosei. We don't do this way. We don't say Shat Simcha by a Paris Mila. Why? Mishum the treaty, the Islay Tzarmel Yenuka. Because the kid has pain. Since there's some pain there, we're bothered a little bit there. It's not called a total Simcha. So by a bris mila, you don't say the bracha, you don't say shasimcha mamaynoi, because it's a little bit pain, machmas the yenuka. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, chasanim min aminyan. We have before, you only say sheva brachas when you have 10 people there. The chasin is min aminyan, the chasin is included, if you only have 9 guests there in the chasin, they can say sheva brachas. But v'yein aveilim min aminyan. Now Molly will soon say, they used to say brachas by a base oval also. There the oval is not included in the minyan. You have to have 10 people excluding the oval. Meisvei avakashin, is that true? We learned, chasan and v'yavele min aminyan. They're both min aminyan. So you see, not like Rav. So Gemara says, masnisim karomis alei de Rav. Yes, in the kash and Rav and a mishnah. Rav, tonu apolik. Rav has a locha like a tana. Even though Rav was really the beginning of the Maroyim, but right since he was the beginning of the Maroyim, he's still out of power to argue on the Tanoyim. There's not a kash, you can't slug up Rav from a Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says an oval is not part of the minyan, Rav has the right to argue, and Rav holds an oval is part of the minyan. We'll soon see for what purpose you need the minyan. Itma, we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Chasane min aminyin, by a chosim, by sheva brachos, he's part of the minyin. V'yein avelim min aminyin. Noble is not. So this is the loch of Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yechanan said this. Neisveis, now and then we ask the kasha, there's a brice that says, Chasane v'yavelim min aminyin. It says, an oval is also min aminyin. So the chura, there's a kasha, Rabbi Yechanan can't argue on a mishnah. Say it's a kasha, Rabbi Yechanan. So where it says, Kitanya,